Last night, in the middle of the mill town, Graniteville, South Carolina, a freight train smashed into a Park train and began leaking chlorine gas. At least 8 people have died, and at least 240 other people sought treatment after exposure to the fumes. Dozens of people are hospitalized, some in critical condition. Authorities are still working to cap the leak. Other hazardous materials were also on the train.
NPR's Adam Hochberg is in nearby Aiken, South Carolina, and joins us now. And Adam, first, how did the wreck happen?
Well, that's what investigators are at this point trying to figure out. We have a crew here from the National Transportation Safety Board that's just arrived in town. We do know some details about the crash. We know that there was a long train carrying 42 cars that was going through the little town of Graniteville, and the train tracks run right along Graniteville's Main Street. And for some reason, this train veered off the main line and was diverted onto a little spur line that goes to a textile mill in Graniteville. And on that spur line, there was a small train, a 3-car train, that was parked outside the mill. For some reason, the train was diverted onto the small line. We don't know why. Perhaps it was a switching problem, but the long train collided with the small train, and the long train was carrying a number of chemical tanker cars, including one that carried poison gas, chlorine gas, and that train car sprung a leak, and a large cloud of chlorine enveloped the small town, and that's made for a very long day here in Graniteville.
Well, what's going on in Graniteville right now?
At this hour, as you said, we have an updated death toll. We now know that 4 people were killed, at least 4 people, including the engineer of the train. And to emphasize how dangerous this gas is, one of the other victims was an elderly man who was at home and was, we think, it's asleep at night and was overcome by the toxic fumes. At this hour, sheriff's deputies are completing a house-to-house search. They're going around to every home within a mile radius of the crash site. They are first looking for additional victims, and secondly, for people who are still in their homes, they are transporting them to evacuation shelters to spend the night.
And I understand a number of people were sent to decontamination sites today.
Yeah, I was at one site at a university here, the University of South Carolina, Aiken, and they've set up big tents in the parking lot, and people are being asked to go in to remove their clothes and get sprayed with what I'm told is very cold water. Their clothing is destroyed. They're given robes and towels to wear outside the tent, and their skin has to be washed off to remove any trace of the chemical. I spoke with one woman. She compared it to going through a car wash without a car, and this has been going on all day and is still going on at the university.
It sounds like a terribly frightening day. What were people there saying about what had happened?
Well, people here are frightened, and there's also a sense of unease that perhaps the death toll could rise. Rumors can spread very quickly in a small town, so I've heard all kinds of wild exaggerations about what might happen. But even the governor of South Carolina, Governor Mark Sanford, said that he fears that there may be additional victims found once it is safe to go in and search the buildings right around the crash site. For instance, the mill, which was in operation in the middle of the night when the crash occurred. There were workers inside, and there hasn't been a total accounting yet of what the fate is of those workers.
Okay, Adam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Adam Hochberg talking about a freight train crash in Graniteville, South Carolina.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.